together. What's number, Brother Paul?
299. 299. Oh, how sweet the glory. Message simple faith may claim. Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. Still he loves to save the sinful, heal the sick and lame. Cheer the mourner still, the tempest glory to is the same.
Praise him. Next two verses. Let's just really lift our hearts, lift our voices, lift your hands, but let's worship our God together.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. I'm so glad he took me in. He's forgiven my transgressions. He has cleansed my heart from sin. I will praise him.
Yeah. Savior, Lord and my Master, Jesus is precious to me. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Make yourself more real and precious to our hearts this day, dear God. Oh, we want to love you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Is to me, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He, is saving me and keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Glory be to Jesus, He is real to me. Closer than a brother or a friend is He. Fairer than the lily of the valley to my soul. Glory be to Jesus forever. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Glory be to Jesus, He is real to me. Closer than a brother or a friend is He. Fairer than the lily of the valley to my soul. Glory be to Jesus forever. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Hallelujah, Jesus, we praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, wonderful Jesus. Have your way this day. Have your way this day, Lord. Show us your glory. Show us your glory, dear God. Let someone pray with us, please.
Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this day. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides. Father God, I thank you for the message, Lord, that our ears are open, Father God, and our heart is open. Lord, we give you much praise and thanks, Lord. We are grateful for your faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
We are grateful for your hand of provision. We are grateful that you will straighten that crooked path, Lord. We are so thankful, Lord, that your word, Father God, is life to us. We thank you, Jesus, for a time such as this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Praise God. Now we have time for testimony. We have time for more singing, if that's what you would like. I mean, if you want to sing a song, call it out. We can do that. But let's just be free in God's presence, all right? Okay. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus, bless our children this day. Oh, Jesus, bless our sister Amelia, Lord, as she gives them your word. Oh, God, touch their hearts. We believe for your working. Hallelujah.
I have walked alone with Jesus
in a fellowship divine. Never more can earth allure me. I am his and he is mine. I have seen him, I have known him, for he deigns to walk with me, and the glory of his presence will be mine eternally. Oh, the glory of his presence, oh, the beauty of his face. I am his and his forever. He has won me
Maybe we could receive our Sunday morning offering at this time. Again, it's for our children's fund. And we can stand again as we sing, as the ushers wait on us.
My faith has found a resting place, not in device nor creed. I trust the ever-living one, his wounds for me shall plead. I need no other argument, I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died, and that he died for me. My great physician. again. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I know that we've done this recently in recent meetings, but I feel we ought to pray again for all the campers that have passed through Pilgrim Camp this year. I thought of those from fourth period. This would be the first Sunday back. I, believing that they're in God's house. One of the boys from our church, he left his phone charger in our car. And I said, this is great. Because now I gave it to Brother George and I told the boy, I said, now if you go to church on Sunday, your phone charger will be there. So I'm trusting he goes and that he continues to go. And for all our children, all our young people, our, those on staff that God has touched, and God wants to establish them. Establish them, as our brother Jim said, he wants to keep them, not up and down. He can keep them. That's his promise. He is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the throne of his glory with exceeding joy. And so we have a God who keeps us. And so who will pray for our children and our churches back home? Someone lead us in prayer, please.
Father, you told us to suffer the little children, for such is the kingdom of God. And we come before your holy throne of grace, and we present these young ones, these young adults to you, Father, young children, that you would come and that you are able to keep them, that you would renew their strength each and every day, that you would illuminate their minds to see clearly and to know what's right and true in a generation that maybe is telling them otherwise. I pray that you would wrap your arms around them, that the wings of your glory would, Lord, hold them tight, and that they would walk with you all the days of their lives and dwell in your house forever. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you will do, Lord, because you walk with us through it. And we thank you so much for this. We give you all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. I asked our brother Rob to sing a song for us this morning. And he was gracious enough to accommodate that, I hope, I trust. So, come, Brother Rob.
Praise the Lord, yes. Amen. Brother Phil did spring this on me this morning, and I don't like that. But you're supposed to be ready all the time, right? Supposed to be ready all the time. Yeah, sometimes I complain to my wife about stuff like that, and she always says to me, it's not about you, Rob. And I don't like to hear that, you know. But, that's right. But I remember as I was thinking about that, our president from Zion Bible Institute used to often say, whoever glories, let him glory in the Lord. And he would really emphasize that, yes. And I never forgot that, and so I try to think about that a lot. But I thought it was interesting, and Brother Phil said that I could share this, that he would ask me to sing this particular song, because it has a special meaning in my life and our family. My mom and dad, who both served on the staff here a lot, they were married on December the 6th, 1941. So those of you that know about World War II, you know that was the day before Pearl Harbor was bombed. And my dad, as he tells the story, he said the next day, December 7th, he said, we were sitting in a restaurant in Manhattan listening to the news that Pearl Harbor was just bombed. And my dad and mom looked at each other and he thought, well, I guess I'm going to be drafted. And he was. And he actually spent 3.5 years in the Army during World War II, but he was never sent overseas. And but anyway, my dad, we had this record at home. I loved records. At one time, I think I had 200 records, LPs. I don't have near that many now. But this particular record was really strange. It was flimsy, really floppy and thin. And usually records in the middle, they have a sticker, you know, a little sticker there with some things. But this record didn't have anything like that. It really looked strange. But it was a record that that was recorded during a service that my dad was at while he was in the Army. And I used to enjoy listening to it. And it was a very, very nice service. And but on this record, my dad sings a solo during the service, and it was recorded. And I used to listen to it all the time. Record was flopping around, you know, around the turntable. But I really, really enjoyed it. And when I was a little kid, I walked around the house singing hymns all the time. And this was one of my favorite, the 90 and 9. So I'd like to try to do that. There are 90 and 9 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold. But one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold, away from the mountains wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care, away from the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99, are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, this of mine has wandered away from me. And although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. I go to the desert to find my sheep. Lord, whence are those blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They are pierced today by many a thorn. They are pierced today by many a thorn. And all through the mountains, thunder-riven, and up from the rocky steep, there arose a glad cry to the gates of heaven. Rejoice, I have found my sheep. And the angels echoed around the throne, rejoice, for the Lord brings back his own. Rejoice, for the Lord brings back. stone. Praise the Lord.